Shri Sai Ram. The Shri Sathya Sai Bal Vikas children of the district of Mumbai from the state of Maharashtra and Goa once again present before you, dear Bhagwan, a unique musical entitled The Divine Number 9. Once upon a time, long, long ago, there lived a bunch of friends in a little village. The village was called Numbers Knotsville. They lived together in a big rambling cottage, with vines of fragrant roses climbing the walls. The garden, a riot of color, with blossoming flowers of every hue and shade. The friends, aiding in adding to each other's qualities, sometimes multiplying facts, or should I say gossip, and at times dividing themselves into groups. But one thing they never did, subtracting or moving away from each other. But they did have one desire, and that was for one-upmanship.
I am one, number one. I am a hero. And this, my dear friend, is a zero.
Oh, no, no, no. You don't call me a zero. Me, standing next to any of you, makes you a hero.
I am two. Two means double, but never in trouble. Don't you see? Two friends together are always a pleasure.
I am three. Three is a triad. Three, a triangle. One side, great peace. Second side, great arrogance. Third, great dullness. Choose wisely, I make you. Choose foolishly, I mar you.
I am four. A square, a quadrangle, a trapezoid. Take a ride on my four sides. Play the perfect role to walk towards the goal. The goals of life. Righteousness, riches, desires, and God's light. Forever, keep these in your sight.
Give me a high five. I'm number five. Primordial elements, five. Sheets of the body, five. Senses, five. Human values, five. My pride is not misplaced or wrong, for I am the great Pentagon.
I am number six. I can get you out of a fix. Free you of the enemy six. Life will always have the right mix. Hexagon I am, sweet six.
Wait, wait, it's my turn now. I am Septa, the seven-sided Septagon. The wisdom of the seven sages will calm your inner rage. The rainbow of seven colors will remove the pale pallor. Seven notes that tinkle will make your toes twinkle. I will take you to heaven, for I am the spiritual number seven.
I am number eight, octagonal with eight sides. I invite the eight divine energies of wealth. These will also bless you with good health. In autumn, I invite on the eighth day the glorious goddesses with trident in fray. Round upon round, I am enduring it. For all that, I have no head weight.
Yes, yes, we see the weight.
Two rounds, like the zero, one upon the other.
Stop, stop. I'm the most important.
But it's me.
No, it's me.
I said I'm the most important.
Stop it! I have an idea. Let's go to the land of Wonder Wizard, Kanikgram.
Yes, to the Numbers Wizard.
Yes, he will tell us who's the greatest amongst us.
He will, for he is from the land of India, Bharat.
Where I was discovered by the great mathematician Aryabhatta.
Yes, and every part of life is intertwined with the divine.
He's like the ancient rishis, a marvelous Maharishi.
Welcome, my friends.
We have come to you with a problem.
Yes, I know about it. I heard all of you arguing about it. All of you have been talking only about yourselves, but you totally ignored one.
Oh, yes. Number 9.
Oh, yes. But he is so quiet and serene. And somehow, so big.
Number 9 is the wisest and the dearest to the divine.
9.
How brightly does he shine. And listen, all of you numbers, just fall in line. And haven't you heard? Hum jaha khade hote hain, line wahi se shuru hoti hai. 9. Let me tell you what Bharat says about 9. Number 8, you talked of the Divine Mother.
Yes, she's invited on Ashtami.
In the autumn festival of the great goddess, Navaratri, the Divine Mother takes 9 forms each a day. The Navadurga.
Dear child, I have 9 forms. Do you want to see them? That was amazing.
Oh, Wizard, I know another which is 9 in number.
Really?
Yes, Navagraha.
Right, Navagraha.
According to Indian astrology, There are 27 stars. 2 plus 7 equal to 9. Come, let us see the Navagrahas. Beautiful.
So divine.
Fantastic.
All of your numbers are really dramatic. All emotions are used. But let me tell you, there are the Navarasa.
Rasa?
Loosely translated as emotion.
Oh, emotions. Drama. Like number 8?
Certainly not.
Listen. The great sage Sri Adi Shankara has written about the Navrasa in his treatise Saundarya Lahari, again using goddess Parvati.
Shive Shringar Ardhra. With Lord Shiva, Parvati is full of love. Shringara, but she is contemptuous of the rest of the world. Bibhatsa, with Ganga, who is locked in the tresses of Lord Shiva, Gauri is angry, Raudra. When Lord Shiva imbibes the halahala poison that was spewed out during the churning of the ocean, Uma was wonderstruck, Adbhuta. The snakes around Lord Shiva caused Devi to be full of fear, Bhaya. When Kali kills the demon Raktasura, when as Durga, she destroys the demon Mahishasura, she displays great valor, Veera. With her Sakhi's friends, Girija is full of smiles and laughter, Hasya. Her fundamental rasa is of peace, Shanta. But mother, I implore you that when your glance falls on me, let it be filled with compassion, Karunya.
సరసీరుహ సౌభాగ్య జననీ
సఖీ సఖీషు స్మేరా
Let me tell you one of the most important aspects of the number 9. Listen to me carefully. The great fakir from Shirdi, Sai Baba, at the time of his samadhi, gave 9 coins to Lakshmibai.
Shri Satchidananda Sadguru Sai Nath Maharaj ki jai.
For all the service that you have rendered to me, Lakshmi, take these 9 coins.
Baba?
These are not just coins. These 9 signify the 9 forms of devotion, 9 facets of the diamond called bhakti. Practicing even one of them can take you to Godhead. The first is Shravanam, listening to the stories of the Lord. King Parikshit was cursed that he would leave his body in 7 days. He heard the Srimad Bhagavat for 7 days and attained Godhead.
Harir Naam, Harir Naam, Harir Naam Kevalam, Kalo Nastyev 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 Gatiranyatha.
The second is Kirtanam, singing the name of the Lord. Sage Narada travels the 3 worlds, singing the name of Lord Narayana.
Narayana, 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 Narayana.
The third is Smaranam, contemplating on the Lord. The great devotee Prahalada was always lost in the remembrance of the Lord.
Narayan, 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 Narayan.
His asura father Hiranyakashipu tried his best to get him killed, but in vain. Finally, the Lord took the form of the man lion Narasimha and slayed the evil king. fourth is Pada Sevanam. Mother Lakshmi is said to reside in the heart of Mahavishnu, but the mother always sat at the feet serving him.
Baba, she teaches us that surrendering to the feet of the Sadguru is a sure way to salvation.
My child, the fifth one is Vandanam, offering salutations to the Supreme. Akrura, the noble Yadava, when taking a dip in the river Yamuna, had a vision of Lord Krishna as Mahavishnu, reclining on the Ananta, who was Lord Balaram, thus dispelling his doubts about the divinity of Krishna and Balarama.
Vandanam Yadunandanam Bhaktachandanam Nandanandanam.
The sixth one is Archanam, offering ritualistic worship. Andal, the great devotee of Sri Ranganatha, worshipped him and offered her heart as a lotus to him.
Chitran
Lakshmi, like Andal, one must offer the lotus of one's heart, tears of prema, as Abhishekam, in the worship of the Lord. The seventh one is Dasyam, doing service to the Lord. The epitome of Dasya Bhakti is Hanuman. The name of Lord Rama was always on his lips. He served the Lord selflessly. The eighth bhakti is Sakhyam, friendship with the Lord. A very sweet relationship. Uddhava and Sudama were Krishna's best friends. But the friendship between Arjuna and Krishna was very special. The Lord was his friend, philosopher and guide.
Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tva sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchah.
The final one is Atma Nivedanam, complete mergence with the Lord. The Asura king Bali was performing a yajna and giving away gifts to the Brahmins Lord Vishnu, in the form of a Brahmin dwarf, attended this yajna, enthralled with the luster on Vamana's face. Lord Bali wanted to endow him with gifts. But Vamana just asked for 3 steps. That's all. The amused king granted it to him.
Janayati Vikramani Keshava Padimadbhuta Vamana.
Vamana transformed himself into Trivikrama. 1 foot covered the entire earth. The second, the heavens. And when he asked where the 3rd foot should be placed, the great King Bali offered that the Lord place his foot on his head. Complete surrender to the Lord.
Baba, grace me also with Ananya Bhakti.
Just practicing any one of these bhaktis takes you straight to the divine.
They are like gems.
Talking of gems, there are the Navaratna.
Yes, in fact, the great saint of Andhra Pradesh, Annamacharya, compared Lord Krishna with these 9 gems in a delightful kirtanam.
Really?
Yes.
We will call out different names and let's see if there are 9.
Okay.
Let's do it in order.
Boy.
Muthyam. He was like a pearl in Yashoda's courtyard.
Ruby.
Manikyam. For the gopis and the gopas, he was like ruby in their hand.
Diamond.
Vajram. He destroyed Kamsa with the cutting edge of the diamond.
Emerald.
Pacham. His light radiated in the 3 worlds like the luster of the emerald.
Coral.
Pagadam. He was like a coral with Rukmini, his beloved consort.
Garnet. Hessenite garnet.
Gomedhikam. When he lifted the huge Govardhana, he was like the Hessenite garnet.
Cat's eye.
Vaiduram. The Shankha Chakram was studded with cat's eye stone.
Yellow sapphire.
Pushyaragam. When Krishna danced on the snake Kalya, the hoods appeared to be covered with the radiance of the yellow sapphire. Blue sapphire. Indranilam. Govinda, the king of Venkatadri Hills, looks like the blue sapphire.
Let's listen to the song.
Yeah.
And there are many more, like Navadhanya, Navavarnam. The creation of life takes 9 months. And I am sure you know that there are 9 gates in the human body, the pinnacle of God's creation. And do you know, Beethoven, the great musician, created 9 symphonies. Listen to me. It's written in the Vedas that one japa corresponds to one mala, and a mala has 108 beads. Therefore, performing a japa of 108 malas will result in 100% benefit.
1 + 0 + 8 = 9.
9!
Ha ha. 9 × 1 = 9. 9 × 2 = 18. 1 + 8 = 9.
9 × 3 = 27. 2 + 7 = 9.
And 9 × 12 = 108.
Sacred numbers leading to 9.
Wizard, we are convinced 9 is the best.
Have you heard of the 9-point code of conduct?
Yes.
Who gave these guidelines?
My master, to whom the number 9 was very special. He called it the number of Brahman.
Brahman?
Yes. Divinity is unchanging, constant. So also, any times 9 is 9, constant.
Your master?
Yes, the Kali Yuga avatar is love incarnate, Jnana Swarupa, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. He said that the number 9 is divine.
9, 9, number 9.
Where there's unity, there is purity.
My master is well versed in the Vedas, beyond sin or desire, the all-knowing Brahman itself, ever at peace, like a smoldering fire unfed by fuel, capable of withdrawing himself into Brahman itself. He is indestructible in every sense. In fact, he is the cause of creation, preservation and dissolution of the entire universe. My master is like a waveless ocean, ever free. He is Sat Chit Ananda, ever truthful, ever peaceful and ever blissful. So, dear brothers and sisters, isn't it necessary that we all meditate on it in our own minds?
Janma Vritti Parinatya Pakshaya Vyadhi Nashana Vihina Bhavyayam.
La 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 la.
Vishva Srishtya Vana Gata Karanu Brahma Tatva Masi Bhavayatmani.
La 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 la.
Asta Veda Mana Pata Nistaranga Jala Rashi Nishchalam.
La 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 la.
Nitya Muktam Abhivakta Murti Yas Brahma Tattvam Asi Bhavayatmani.
Sai Nath Jaya Sai Nath Jaya Sai Nath Jaya Sai.
Go.
Krishna Hare Rama. Good night. Yes, sir.